There's an Isser that exists already from Erev Pesach, and we weren't sure what type of Isser. That's what we discussed last week. According to Rabbi, is the Gemara going according to Rabbi Shimon? Is there possibly an Isser Achila that exists according to Rabbi Shimon, or the Gemara just exploring a Chi of Levar, which was a Machlokes Rishonim, which has fascinating ramifications, halacha lemaisa, according to those that paskin like Rabbi Shimon, Rabosai, about what the nature of the Isser Chametz is already existing on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So the Gemara says, Tanan Asim Remeir Omer Ochlin Kol Chomesh V'Sarfin B'Tchila Shesh, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ochlin Kol Arba V'Toilin Kol Chomesh V'Sarfin B'Tchila Shesh. Mara says the Kuli Alma Mia Chametz Mishesh Osu L'Mala Aser. Everyone agrees that after the 6 hour period, from the seventh hour, right after you complete 6 hours, Chametz is going to be Aser on some level. Again, last week we explored what that Iser was. It's not at all clear according to the Rishonim what type of Iser there is, and that's going to ultimately have an afkamina on whether or not you could be Mekadesh to a woman. Where's Judah? Is Judah here?
He should be coming on in a second.
No, I wrote in the group that Judah's Raya from the Gemara Davavim Beis, the Ramban brought. The last paragraph of the Mohammeds. You got the message?
Yeah.
All right. Also, David, I was schmoozing with Rabbi Solovsky. He thought that according to the Ravid, you have to assume on a level of the Rabban and there would be an Isser Anos, so that's why she wouldn't be Mekudeshes. I asked him your Kasha.
Thank you.
The Kasha, I don't think it's in the words of the Ravid. It's a good Aura. So the Gemara says, how do you know this? What's the source? So we've been quoting the Psukim of Tashbisu, right? But if you look at Beferish in the Gemara, the Gemara spells that out in the following way. Amar Abaye, Treik Kroi Ksivi. There are two psukim. Ksiv Shivas Yom Mesor Lo Yimotzi Bo Batechem. Uksiv Ach Bayoyim Arishin Tasbisu Sor Mi Batechem. It says 7 days, you shouldn't have any chametz in your house. Haintika Parsha. Yesterday's Parsha, I'm sure you guys all enjoyed. What a loaded pasuk. Hakeitzad, how do you deal with this? With these psukim? So Rashi learns, what's the Gemara say? Let's go to Rashi, start from, let's do all the Rashi slowly. Tznan hosam garsin and bi'afal gav de pirkin hi. V'sorfim v'tchila sheish v'loyam tina tchila sheva shu osir min atoyer l'fisha adam toye b'shos. So there's a machlekes when you do the sreifa, because you're not going to be surfed at the seventh hour. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Toya Adam Yoser Mikan Vitzarach Lisrachim and Averus on a level. The Rabbanon Rabbi Yehuda backs it up more. The Lo Yochum Yisof Arbo Lamala Toylin Lo Ochlam Lo Surfen Kolomer Ain Tzarach Lisrachim Machul Behem Tokol Chamish Aval Lo Yochal. Now we get to our part of the Gemara. The Kule Alma Chametz Mishay Shos Lamala Aser Minat Toyra. The loy mitzer ad urta, because if it wouldn't be usher until nightfall, law of the gazrabe, then you wouldn't have the issa drabana that Remeir Yehuda are debating, the bain yamam lele lo tayinshi, because you don't have to make a gzera between night and day. So what is the actual source? Zok Rashi shivas yam sor lo yimotzi batechem, afilu shah achas betoich hashivas yamim. Not even for one moment should you have chametz around. Uksiv ach biyam arishin dash bisuare. Shabo Shahachas. But then the Torah says, what? And you should burn it on the first day. So Rashi, right there, what's Rashi saying? There's an internal contradiction in the Psukim. What's the internal contradiction? On the one hand, you're telling me, don't ever have Chametz. On the other hand, you're telling me, make sure that you destroy the Chametz on the first day. If I make sure that I destroy the Chametz on the first day, so then I'm obviously going to have Chametz on the on a Shoah Achas for a moment on Pesach. Everyone chap? Hoketzad l'rabos dal korcho chayarishon elamai. The only answer to the contradiction in the Psukim from yesterday's Parsha, al korcho chayarishon rishon koidim l'chol shivakomer dahainu arba asar. So the only way we can read these psukim in a normal fashion, that it's not going to contradict each other, is if you interpret Yom Rishon to be the 14th. Good? Yeah, Moshe.
Is there a reason we can't read these two psukim the same way we'd read, like, with Korban Pesach, meaning one, it's basically a lot of Nitak Lase, meaning one is don't find chametz in your house, and the second one is burn it in your house on the first day if it's there, meaning don't leave over any of the Korban Pesach, and if it's there, so then burn it.
Moshe, you're basically telling me that there is no independent mitzvah to destroy chametz. It's only if you mess up, if you steal something, give it back.
Interesting. All right, I guess that is implied what I'm saying. Is that a problem?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
But let's hold off on that question. I think tomorrow we might get into that a little bit. But the assumption we're assuming right now is that there's a positive commandment to make sure that you destroy chametz, irrespective of being an avaria. We're not assuming that you have to be over an avera. So therefore, Rashi doesn't want to accept it. Zok Taisis Rabbi say Yuksiv Ach Liyoy Marishin Taspisu. So he quotes our Rashi, Perish HaKuntris. From the fact that the Torah is obligates you to destroy on the first day, must be that you're talking about a scenario, a time period, that chametz is not absolutely aser. Right? He's paraphrasing our Rashi that we just basically spoke out. Tashbisu, by definition, infers that the chametz is not necessarily aser. So therefore, we have to rearrange our pshat, reformat our pshat of what Yom HaRishon is referring to. And it can't mean the first day of Pesach, because otherwise then it would be usher to have chametz. And the Torah would instruct you to be mashbis. So Tosis attacks Rashi. Daha tashbisu havarihi. Because we know there are many Tanoim Rabosai, like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that hold tashbisu is what is burning. And by the and Rabbi Yehuda, who's the opinion, Rabbi Isai, that subscribes to Havara, that it's Sreifa. So when does that Isser kick in? It's learned out from where, Rabbi Isai? What does the Gemara say? Where's Rabbi Yehuda's Mucker that you have to burn Bisreifa, Rabbi Isai? Who remembers?
No, sir.
So Taisus Shita, Taisus says, when is Noisar? La'achar?
Zman Isser.
La'achar Zman Isser. So Mimela, I don't have a stira, says Taisus. Taisus says, if according to Rabbi Yehuda, the whole essence of destruction of Tashbisu is Havara, which is learned out from Noisar, so obviously that's assuming that it's Le'achar, the Isser sets in. This is not the first time Tosis asked this question, Rabbi Yisai. When else did Tosis ask this question?
In the previous, like, two Tosos ago.
Oh! In the murderous Tosis Midoraisa, Rabbi Yisai. Remember this issue that we spent probably, I don't know, what would you say? 2 weeks? 3 weeks? On this Machlokes Rashi and Tosis Rabosai. Dibra Maschel Midoraisa. So we're not going to get into that whole Inyan Rabosai. But let's just glance back at it and point out that this is Tosis Lashitoso once again. Midoraisa Bebito Baal Masagi. The Gemara says, the context of the Gemara is not important, but the Gemara introduced to us that on a level of the Midoraisa, you could resolve all of your issues of Val Yerabai Yimatsa if you're Mavato the Chametz, if you nullify the Chametz. Right? So Rashi writes that what is the inyan of bittul? It's a fulfillment of tashbisu. That is what the Torah meant when it said tashbisu. So Tosis gets all upset, right? Tosis says that can't be. What is Tosis shita? Who remembers, in concluding, who remembers what Tosis shita is? That bittul ba'alma, is that a kiyum of tashbisu? No, it's a circumventive entity. It's not to be mekayim, the destruction of chametz. Really, if you're mevatel the chametz according to Tosis, it just is a way that you got rid of your chametz. There isn't chametz. You were mafkir it. It's not yours anymore. So therefore, I don't violate by your Rabbi Matze. But did I fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu through bittul? Says Tosis, absolutely not. How do you fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu according to Rabbi Yehuda, says Taisus? There's one way. What's the way, Rabbi Isai?
Havara.
Says Taisus, let's see Taisus. Ferish Bekudjus, midichsiv Tashbisu, veloksiv Tevaru, alma hashbosa belevi. You see that Tashbisu also applies to your heart and doesn't only apply to a physical destruction. The kostulari, Taisus says, can't be. The hayashbosa havari, veloy betel. Because the Gemara is going to say later on, Rabbi Kiva, Imer, Ein Tzarech, Harei Omer, Tashbisu, Umatzino Lo Yavera, Shiyav Malacha. You see that the Gemara later on, Daf Hayim and Aleph, is going to refer to Tashbisu as a Malacha on Yontif. It's not a Malacha on Yontif if it means a conceptual Ashbosa Malev. Obviously, it's referring to burning. That's what Tashbisu means, says Taisus. Va'oid, and then Taisus attacks Rashi again. The oid the tashbisu arminul kamon me'achalek shumishay shasul malav achar yisuru lamani bittel. And Tosis says, what? We know that tashbisu is going to apply la'achar's mani suro, and bittel can never apply at that time because once it's also you can't be mevatel it. So therefore, Tosis goes on to say, Varimari, that you have a totally different pshat in the Gemara about bittel ba'alm. Right? So Rabbi Isai, Tosis is of the Shita that holds, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, if you subscribe to the opinions that Tashbisu is Shreifa, when does that apply? La'achar Zmani Suro. Not Koidim Zmani Suro. And Rabbi say it's not just Tosis L'Shitaso on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Where else is it Tosis and Rashi L'Shitaso, Rabbi say? Anyone know?
Yud Beis.
Yud Beis. Why? What is Machloek is Rashi and Tais on Yud Beis and Mid Beis? Excellent. The Gemara presents that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a certain Zman that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Rabbanon that you could also destroy the Chametz Bechol Dover. Again, Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda have a Machloek is Tanoim. If Tashbisu is Dafka Bisrefa or Ashpasasu Bechol Dover. So we learn Maseches Pesachim, and you think wherever Tashbisu applies, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it means burning, and according to Rabbanan, it means you can throw it into the wind, you can throw it into the yam. Comes along the Gemara and Daf Yud Beis and says, not so fast. There are certain times that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would agree, Hashpasasu l'chol dover. When is that?
The Gemara
says, what?
There's a
difference between Bishas Biuro and Shaloi Bishas Biuro. What does that mean?
It's the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos.
Oh, what's the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos? Good. According to Rashi, Hashbasasa b'chol davar, right, as the chiyav of Sreifa, according to Yehuda, is only when it's the mutter, in the earlier Zman. Whereas according to Rabbi, and then when it already, the clock strikes 12, when it's already Aser, then Rabbi Yehuda says, destroy it in any way, shape, or form. That's what the Gemara meant to say. Whereas according to Rabbi Nutam, according to the Tosis, Danav Yud Beis and Beis, it's Pum Fakert. When does Rabbi Yehuda say you have to burn it? It's similar to Noisar. La'achar Zman Yisuro. When does Rabbi Yehuda say that you could also, the Gemara is saying on Yud Beis, that you could also subscribe to Ashbasos of Becholdover, that's Koidem Zman Isuro. So Rabbi Yisai, it's fascinating. You have L'chaira, Rashi, and Tosis lining up, L'shitasam, in Dalet Amud Beis Midoraisa. That's Tosis L'shitasam, when asking his Kasha again against Rashi, that the whole concept of Sreif is Lachar Zman Isuro, so he doesn't understand why Rashi says there's a steer in the Psukim, because that's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, Dum Yudinoisar, that you have to burn it after the Isser exists, and that's exactly the way Tosis qualifies the Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim when Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to burning, and when he says, Ashbasasa b'chol davar, again, Dum Yudinoisar, and Rashi disagrees. So Rabbi said, you have a kasha on Rashi, and David, when we learned that Rashi and Tosis and Yud Beis was very bothered, how is Rashi going to answer all of Tosis' kashas on Daf Yud Beis? Good kasha. It's what to learn. We have to work on when we get to Daf Yud Beis. But Lamaisa, Rashi seems not to be bothered by the fact that Rabbi Yehuda has to parallel it to Nosar Ligamre. Apparently, Rashi has the ability to learn from Nosar, even though the Isser does not fully set in. So this Kasha L'chayra of Taisus, the Marsha on our Taisus points out, it's not my Chiddush, the Marsha points out on our Taisus, Ayin Taisus L'kamon Yud Beis and Beis, V'nimtza Rashi V'Taisus L'shitosam. And Rashi Rashi was not forced that you have to learn Tashbisu and Havara specifically La'achar Zman Isuro. And therefore Rashi was able to learn our Gemara to say that you talk have a steer over here. How could you ever have Chametz at a time where it's already Usur going into the Shivas Yomim? You're not allowed to, and the Torah can never mean that you have to destroy it after Zman Isuro. Because that's Shitas Rashi. That Shitas Rashi in his formulation of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that when he holds of Sreifa, albeit that he learns it from Noisar, it's not parallel to Noisar La'achar Zman Isuro, but rather it's really, the real McCoy is Koidem Zman Isuro. Yosef.
Maybe according to our Gemara, the Gemara adds it as a steer, doesn't it?
No. We'll see you in a second. Yosef, go on in the Taisvis. This causes Taisus not to learn like Rashi as a stira. He has a totally different pshat in the Gemara. Va'oi, Taisus says, and also if Rashi's right that it's a stira, ima mashmos the amrishan mashma miktas mutter matzorech la'achalik. Taisus says, I'll ask you even further, even without my kashas from Rabbi Yehuda, that the havara and the destruction has to be after the Zman Isser. According to Rashi, says Tosis, the pasuk itself is mashma, that it has to be that partially some of the day is mutter, right? Because otherwise you're going into a Zman Isser and you're carrying chametz. So it must mean that Yom HaRishon partially on its own is mutter. So ask Tosis, so then why do I need an additional word in the pasuk to tell me that half the day is mutter and half the day is usser? Why do you need achalik? Right? Matzarach la'achalik. Right? I already know it from the stirim psukim that Yom Rishon is mutter. I don't need the word ach to tell me that part of the day is mutter. I know it from the fact that that's just the resolution to the stiros, says Tosis. So even from the words of this Gemara alone, from the fact that the Gemara goes on to say that you need to learn from ach, that part, that the day is actually mutter, seems to be superfluous, according to Taisus. You already know that from the stira and the psukim. Give me 1 second, Evan. I just want to finish the Taisus to get to Yosef's question. But then Taisus says, "Miul lishna shenish berish hakudjes da'ach chetz ba'achas bateh osi shapir." But so Taisus says, according to the second lishna of Rashi on Hey Amidal Dira Maskal Achalek, right? So first Rashi says, "Achin v'rachin miutin." Alma miktas hayom mutter, according to the first pshat that ach is telling you that it's mutter. So that's what Tosis is asking. So you have a redundancy in the drashos. I know that just from the stirim psukim. Why do I need ach to tell me that it's mutter? Miktaso mutter, miktaso aser, right? But then he says, v'ikka da'amri, then Rashi has a different pshat. V'ikka da'amri, ach hu chetz bigmatria. So then that's just a mucker to tell me that it's split in the middle. So if that's the pshat, so then I can understand there's no redundancy. How do I know that it's not on Pesach? That's from the Stirim Psukim. How do I know that it's right smack in the middle like an arrow? That is from the word ach. So Tosis says, I don't have a kasha according to the second Lishna in Rashi. But if you learn that ach is the source, that the day is mutter, says Tosis, now you have a redundancy in drashas. You don't need ach. You already know that from the Stirim Psukim. So Elamai, Yosef, give me 1 second, Evan. Elamai, so what's Tosis reading the Gemara? V'nira l'rid mi'isur dekrat kadarish. It's not a stirim psukim, but rather there's a yitur in the pasuk. The whole drasha of Tashbisu is just telling you from an added pasuk, from an additional yitur dekra, from a yitur dekra. It's not a stir in the psukim. It's just an extra language in the pasuk that was superfluous. So therefore, says Taisvis, that's the drasha that you know that there's some sort of iser on Erev Pesach as well.
What's the extra word, Rabbi?
What's the extra word? What's the extra word, Rabbi Say? Achalik because of the redundancy of what he just asked in on Rashi?
I think it would just be the Rishon, no?
If it says Shivas Yomim, Rabbi Isai, right? If it says Shivas Yomim, let me just see if it's clearer than the other Bali HaTosis. If it was Rishon, Rabbi Isai, if Rishon was talking about what? According to Tosis, it's mamish a simple pshat. What's the Yisura? Not achalik. What's the Yisura, Rabbi Isai? It's not a stirim psukim. What does the Torah say?
Meaning it's saying the same thing. It's two psukim saying the same thing.
Why?
And Tosis is asking why.
Shivas Yomim!
Right.
So what? You're going to tell me Yom Rishon? Yom Rishon means what? Listen, you don't have to look at it. I'll say that. Hakeitz at Trey Kroy Lamari Larabos Hamisha Asar Ladir. The Shivas Yam Mahavi Arbosar. Ubi Yamar Shir and Avi Hamisha Asar. Lamali Trey Kroy. Trey Kroy Lamari Larabos Hamisha Asar Ladir. The Shivas Yomim have Arbosar, Ubi Yom Arishon have Hamisha Servalamali Trekoi, Chiai Ashkhod of Beberka Goizel.
So it's just the fact that I have two psukim saying the same thing comes to tell me that it's really the day before.
Why is it exactly the same thing? Okay, it's a Trekoi Lamali the Rabos, Hamisha Servalabir, the Shivas Yomim have Arbosar. Ubayoyim Arishon have chamisha, sir. But that's a stira. Lamli trei kroy. Unless he's learning it like this, Shivas Yamim would tell me that it's the 14th. Nirali demi sura dekra kadarish. Demi sura dekra kadarish. What's the Yisura? The Torah says, Shivas Yomim. So, Or Lo Yimotzu Batechem. Right? And then it says, what? Ach B'Yayim Arisha. So, where is the redundancy?
One is included in seven, though. No? I mean, if you're saying seven, why do you have to delineate one? Like, you've already drawn the bounds. Why?
Yeah, but the Chiddush is that the first day is the 15th.
I thought they were saying the Rabbos is the 14th.
No, how do you see that? Where do you see an extra pasuk?
Is an extra pasuk? It perhaps just the first day is redundant, not necessarily the extra word in the pasuk.
Well, where do you see from the first pasuk the first day? Oh, you're saying because of Shivas Yomim, so therefore you got to get rid of it as soon as possible?
I think so. Meaning you already have boundaries drawn, so why like?
So then, obviously, meaning just from Shivas Yom, I would know that I should destroy it on the 15th.
I'd assume so. Meaning, if Shivas Yom...
Anyone have a Taisa Rosh on them, Rabbi Isai? See how he learns it? Anyone have a Taisa Rosh?
Yeah, I have it.
Can you look at his Lashon?
You don't see
it? No.
Oh, yeah, I don't have the Tosfos HaRosh. I don't.
Yes, I think Moshe's right. I think intuitively I would have known without them spelling out B'yayim HaRishon that I should try to be Mekayim Shivas Yomim as much as possible. So therefore, the fact that it said B'yayim HaRishon, so that's a Yisur, that's an additional Pasuk. So that must be telling me that it's coming to be Mar but something else, which is what? The 14th. All right, Evan, you had a question.
Yeah, I was just, you know, we were saying that That's really just a machlokos between Rashi and Tosfos. How did you Rabbi Yehuda? Right? So Rashi would hold it. It has to be before Zmani Surah and Tosfos after. But if Rashi's going to say even within Rabbi Yehuda that it's before Zmani Surah, it's just, I feel like it's just much easier for Rashi to hold like the Rabbanan who don't hold that it's Dafka, you know, Havara. You can do any type of destruction. And then, right, it doesn't put a chiyuv on you to put it on a Zman Isser. Because, right, the whole idea of Havara, we said, was learned out from Nosar, which gives an emphasis that it should be during a Zman Isser.
You're right. But the problem is that Rashi, these Gemaras that we're learning right now don't seem to be a machlokes between Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda.
Isn't that the original machlokes, though, later on in Pesachim?
The machlokes is whether or not you learn out from Noiser, but this Gemara seems to be an independent Gemara, so that's fair game for Tosas to ask on Rashi from every sheet in the Tanon.
Okay.
So Yosef, you see, according to Tosas, the Gemara never said a stira in Psukin. It's only Rashi, because of the way Rashi learned, that Rashi has to say, no, we had an internal contradiction in the Psukin. According to Tosis, it's all not machmas a contradiction, but machmas an additional pasuk. So you have a major machlokes Rashi and Tosis. What the nature of our limud to teach us that there's an isra on the 14th? Is it based on a stira in psukim? And Rashi therefore says the only resolution to the stira is that this must be referring to an earlier day. Otherwise, the Torah is telling you that you could have chametz around during the 7-day period, which would absolutely be utterly ridiculous, says Rashi. And therefore, you would have a tremendous stira in the psukim. Must be Yom HaRishon is not talking about the 15th, is talking about the 14th. Whereas Tosus was not bothered by that. Adarabba, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And Tosus held, no, it's just because there's a redundancy in the Psukim. So therefore, that's the source that we know, for whatever we learned last week, that the Gemara is telling me that there's an Isser on the 14th. Whether it's an Isser Beer, whether it's an Isser Achila, whatever we're going to learn in the nature of our Gemara. Two Mahalchim in the Gemara, what do you say?
Maybe how are we going
to... Maybe why? Yeah, go ahead. Rabbi, he's only asking according to Rabbi Hood. Didn't we say the Kuli Alme Wal Pligi? Like, everyone holds this.
Yeah.
According to the Rabbanan.
You're right, but he's allowed to prove the Pshat in the Gemara as long as it's including Rabbi Yehuda to prove his Shita. That Rashi's wrong. You're right. One of his Kashas is only assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, but it's still going to prove his analysis in the Gemara. Yeah, David.
I still see that there's going to be, the way I'm reading it, still, even according to Tosos, if you look at Ach by Yom HaRishon, there still should be a stira.
Why?
Because you're saying on the 15th, destroy it.
Everybody say, everyone hear what David just asked? David just asked a bomb kasha. David just asked a bomb kasha that should make you all lose sleep tonight.
Say it again, Dave.
Because if we're saying that he says, right, he's saying that Tupsukim, oh, one tells me don't have, like, I mean, I don't know how he reads the pasuk yet, but we're saying one pasuk says Shiva's young.
David is very nice. Tosis has a kasha based on his shita by Rabbi Yehuda and Avara's Lachar's Manisuro. At the end of the day, Rashi's right. You have chametz in your hand on Pesach. Rashi is telling you the most compelling argument. Rashi is saying, what are you going to suggest? That you should wait to burn it on Pesach? Then you're violating Shiva's Yamim. Afilu rigachada, afilu shachada. Rabbi say, I don't care about this lishitasam and the marsha. I don't care about all these nice shtiklach Torah and everything that's going on over here. What in the world is going on over here? Rashi makes so much sense. Tosis makes no sense. I don't care if you want to compare it to Neisser. I don't care if you want to say this is the way Tosis learned on Dalet Amud Beis and this fits with Tosis on Yud Beis Amud Beis. The pshat in the psukim makes no sense. Tosis is sitting and telling you, were it not for redundancy, I would have no qualms and no issue to tell you, you know what the Torah means? Destroy it on the 15th. Ask David Rubin, how? Why? How is Rashi not right? A plea atzuma, Rabbi Say. But before I get to David's kasher, Rabbi Say, which I don't know if we'll get to today, Mitzvah Shem, we'll hopefully get to that tomorrow, and I want you to work on that kasha. That's going to be the site of tomorrow's shir, Mirtz Hashem. Excellent, David. I have another kasha, Rabbi Say. And this a little bit touches on the Tosfos Lashitosa. Rabbi Yisai, Tosfos, a little earlier, as we pointed out, asks Kasha on Rashi. Right? How could you say Tashbisu means what? Bittul. How could you say Bittul means Tashbisu? It's a fulfillment of Tashbisu. But what? Doesn't the Torah tell you that it should be what? La'achar zman isuro. And you're not able to be mevatel at that. So who remembers, Rabbi Yisai, how the Minchas Chinuch answered for Rashi?
It's a
kum v'essay according to who?
Tosfot, no.
According to Tosfos. According to Rashi,
It's a Sheval Tosfos, sorry.
The Sheval Tosfos, right? So Rabbi Yisai, now when we point that out, right? Minchas Chinuch pointed out, and Rabbi Yisai, where do we find this in the Rishonim? Who remembers?
Ramban.
The Ramban, excellent. So we pointed out in Machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos and Dira Ask Midaraisa is fundamentally on the Pasuk in yesterday's Parsha. What is the nature of the Pasuk of Tashbisu Sor Mibotechem? Does that mean that you should actively destroy the Chametz like Tosfos is saying? Or does it mean, no, who remembers the Moshe Rabbi said the Cinderella Pshat? Once the clock strikes 12, then what? The Chametz is Mushbas. The Chametz is taken care of. B'Shev Al Taisa. That was a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Which, by the way, Rabbi Yisai, Tosfos who understands that it's an active Kum Ve'Esei Chiyuv, Lishitoso is asking the Kash over here that it's an active Kum Ve'Esei Chiyuv. That's Tosfos Mahalech and the Tosfos psychology of Tashbisu in yesterday's Parsha. But Rabbi Yisai, Kum Tos, if that's what we suggested in Rashi, Rabbi Yisai, you should all be getting in a car, coming into Fairlawn, and rioting like Antifa. What's going on over here, Rabbi? You sold me a bag of goods. This is wrong. This is Sheker V'Chazov. Rabbi Yisai, put on your Lamdisha caps. Put on your Lamdisha caps. What does Rashi hold? Let's learn the Gemara. We're going to break apart this Gemara every line. What's the steer in the Psukim, Rabbi Yisai? Ayitochein, it's a pele. Zok the Gemara, how do you know that on the 14th it's us, that the 14th is the time that it's us, or that there's a chiyuv to be mashbiz, or that there's a misra achila? It's gotta be talking about the 14th. How do I know that? Because why? The Torah says what? Shivas yomim, 7 days solo yimotzibotechem. And what? Yet the Torah says, ach b'yoy marishoy, zok the helegirashin of the steer in psukim. If you have it on the first day, then you're not going to be Makai in the 7 days, right? That's the steer, right? Rashi doesn't learn it's a Yisur. Rashi learns it's fundamental contradiction within the Psukim. 7 days contradicts day one. You can't have Chametz, right? What's the problem? Rashi, you understand it's a Cinderella Pshat.
Rabbi.
Rashi, you understand that it's what? It means to be mushbas once the Yisr sets in. So see that, that's the answer to the stira, and there's no kasha in the Gemara.
Rabbi.
You hear what I'm asking?
Rabbi, it seems like Rashi and Tosfos are completely flipped here in terms of kumvase and sheval tasa.
Oh, excellent. That's exactly what I'm driving at. I sold you a damaged piece of goods. You're right. Rabbi Yisai, Zok the Minchas Chinuch. You could say whatever you want, like I said, says the Minchas Chinuch. In the Machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos higher up in Midoraisa. But everyone's got to agree that in the word of Abaye, in this level of the Gemara, says the Minchas Chinuch, it's got to be that Tashbisu is Kum de Esse. Rashi and Tosfos have to agree on this Shlav of the Gemara within Abaye, that Tashbisu means to actively destroy it. Because otherwise, according to Rashi, you don't have a steer that gets off the ground. Just say, once you start Pesach, the Shivas Yamin period, you made sure Cinderella, it was Mushbas, and it was taken care of. The Minchas Chinuch in his Shtikl Torah, Rabbi Yisai, is honest, and he says, you have to say like this. I believe that Rashi held like this, says the Minchas Chinuch. But Rashi also has to subscribe that he thinks internally in the Gemara it was a machlekes amaroyim, and not everyone agreed that Tashbisu, it was actually a machlekes within the Gemara what Tashbisu was. Because says the Minchas Tanach, otherwise you can't understand Rashi in his interpretation of this Gemara. So Jeremy's 100%. Rashi himself will be Maide and Abaye that Tashbisu must be Kum Ve'ese and active in order to understand the Psukim and the Drasha going on in this Gemara. Yeah, Jeremy.
Yeah, and Tosfos also seems flipped. To answer David's question from before, if Tosfos thought that Tashbisu was a Sheval Tase, so then the Psukim are not Soser each other.
Tosfos is not saying that. Tosfos is saying that you have to burn it. Tosfos is saying, Tosfos is asking, Tosfos is exactly paralleling what he asked on the, earlier in the Gemara. So he never suggested that it means Sheval Tase. So you're right. David's Kasha is a murderous Kasha. I don't have an answer to David's Kasha. But at the end of the day, both Rashi and Tosfos, everyone is agreeing that Tashbisu over here means to do something active. And it's not a problem, Rabbi Yisai. The Minchas Tanach just says, you know, it's not a problem. There's a machlokes within the Gemara. But this very Chakira actually emanated from the Amoraim themselves, and it wasn't necessarily unanimous that Tashbisu would be B'Shev Al Taisa. And it's kind of cool. I like it. Minchas Tanach, he's being Mechadish a big Yisai, but he himself agrees that if you read the Gemara and you conceptualize it, you have to subscribe. You have to agree that not everyone agreed to his interpretation within Rashi. Yeah, David.
So we're saying, just to clarify what we're saying that if Rashi was saying Tashbisu, then the Tashbisu is the Sheva Alatase, then there wouldn't be a steer in the Psukim.
Exactly. Okay. This Gemara would have never got off the ground. Thank you. Yosef.
Rabbi, even according to Rashi, he holds Sheva Alatase, doesn't he also say, he still subscribes to beer? Rashi would still burn his chametz, no? Right?
According to Rabbi Yehuda, you would burn your chametz, yeah, but that would be the action that creates you to have a reality of it being mushbas once Pesach starts it.
Right, so you don't have to say it's a kasha on Rashi anyway, meaning...
No, it is, it won't fit in the Gemara. The Gemara has a stira. The Gemara says, it says Tashbisu, right? So if I define Tashbisu as once the Isser is there, it's mushbas, so I don't necessarily have to subscribe that meant that I'm keeping the chametz around in order to do an action. No, I took care of the action already. And I created a reality of mushbas at the time that the Isser sets in, and there's no stira.
But the Gemara is talking about a matzav of beer, meaning the Gemara is saying that Larabos Lele
Chametz Shalosh of beer. The Gemara is talking about however you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you hold like a chametz. The Gemara is not taking sides within Rabbi Yehuda and chametz. All the options are on the table, how you take care of chametz. Hashbas Asub Choldover, Srefa, we could talk about all the different opinions. All the Gemara is saying is, there's an idea of Tashbisu on the first day. Says Rashi, how? How? There's an Isser Chametz. So I'll tell Rashi, what do you mean Rashi? Look above, look at what the Minchas Chinuch said in your opinion. Tashbisu meant, once the Isser sets in, the Chametz is taken care of. It's Mushbas. So why is there a Stira? No one's telling you to violate any Isserim during Pesach. We're telling you to create a reality that B'Shev Al Taisa, there is no chametz going into Pesach. Whether that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that means to burn it, whether according to Chacham, that means to throw it into the wind, whatever it means, whether it means even bittel, whatever it means.
But the Gemara says beer.
There's no contradiction that we're telling you anything to actively do something on Pesach, because that's not what Tashbisu assumes, says the Minchas Chinuch.
Doesn't the Gemara only say, the Gemara uses the word beer? It doesn't say hashbasa the whole davar. It's talking about beer. The Gemara and Dav Dalet.
It says Tashbisu. Doesn't tell you.
Tashbisu
doesn't tell
you.
We're not taking
hashbasa the beer.
Yeah. So whatever you hold beer is. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it means that Sreifa, and according to Rabbi Chachama, it means what his beer is. Again, this is, Rabbi said, don't get entangled that this Gemara is going according to one Shita, Rabbi Yehuda or Chachamim. Even when Tosis brings up Rabbi Yehuda, he's not trying to say it's only going to Rabbi Yehuda. He's just saying, I'm allowed to ask according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because everyone's got to subscribe to this Gemara. That's what I was telling Evan before. Yeah, David.
Even if we try and like Mimi Yashiv, Rishon, and Shiva, isn't Ach always still going to be a problem with the Chalik?
You're saying Tosis' second question?
Meaning, even if we try and say, like, oh, no, Rashi could work out together, they still have an issue of Ach. Meaning, Ach tells me at some point there's going to be some time that it's Mutter. So meaning if we're saying Yom HaRishon is really referring to the seventh day and therefore...
15th day, you mean?
Yeah. Meaning the first day, meaning the 15th. You're still going to have to explain Ach, no? Like any way we try and fit Rashi in, or anyone in, it's going
to
be...
I hear what you're asking. Meaning the Gemara only comes down to Achalik only once it already established that it was the 14th. So I don't know if the Gemara was bothered by Ach beforehand. I hear what you're asking.
Okay.
Yeah. But Rabbi Isai, so that's just in just to set things up, Rabbi Isai. So what do we have over here? We have a major machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos on how to learn what the Gemara's answer is. Again, last week we focused on what is the context of the Gemara? What is the Isser that we're talking about? Are we talking about an Isser Achila that it could even potentially exist even according to Reb Shimon? Is it talking about a Chi of Levar, but not an Isser Achila? So that was a major Machlokes Rishonim last week that had tremendous nafkaminos. Even Lididon, even according to Reb Shimon, that holds that the real McCoy of Isser Chametz only starts once Pesach sets in. Okay? Now that was within the Gemara's context. Now the Gemara says, and how do you actually learn that there's an Isser on the 14th? So Rashi learns that it's a Stirim Sukkim, and Tosfos learns it's a redundancy, it's a Yitura de Drasha. That Machloikas Rashi and Tosfos, we pointed out, might be a Lishitasam in the way they learned on Daf Yud Beis and earlier on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Okay? Now we're pointing out that Rashi himself, who defined Tashbisu in a certain way earlier in the Gemara, in order to learn the way he's learning in this Gemara that it's a Stirim Sukkim, must subscribe that Tashbisu is active, otherwise there wouldn't be a Stira in the Psukkim. And that the Minchas Chinuch already points out, that even according to his Chiddush, that Tashbisu is passive. Lefi Rashi, he'll agree with an Abaye in order to read this Gemara that Tashbisu must be passive. Rabbi Isai, but at the end of the day, I'm leaving off with David Rubin's Kash. So Tosfos rejects Rashi. Tosfos says from all these Kashas, he doesn't think that Rashi is correct. So what does Tosfos say? So Tosfos is saying that the Torah said, Shivas Yomim, and what? According to Rabbi Yehuda, La'achar Zman Yisura, that's when you're supposed to burn. But Rashi said you can't have it for 1 second. Rashi makes so much sense. Everybody said, I'm not trying to be lumdish over here. I don't understand how someone could read this Tosfos and could sleep at night. What is Tosfos trying to suggest? It's a pella. How could you not say like Rashi? So Rabbi Isai, Mirtz Hashem tomorrow, we'll pick up with the Gemara in Chavtes, the Gemara in the Tosfos Rid. There's a lot more that meets the eye, Rabbi Isai. There's a lot more. The Chever remembers that, or that's before your time? Anyone here know what Transformers is?
Familiar.
No, I feel like it became obsolete already in my time. No, Transformers more than meets the eye. No, Chevra. Okay, Moshe, maybe do a little editing. Maybe take that off. Okay, Chevra, Lamaisa is a murderous kasha. A murderous kasha. You can't just run through this Tosfos. The assumption of Tosfos is a pella. There's something going on here. Rabbi says something that we haven't discussed yet, that I think comes out of our Gemara, Rabbi Isai, that's going to be Merapsin Igri. That's going to rip up pages, rip up letters, Merapsin Igri. It's going to shake you to the core. What's going on over here, Rabbi Isai? A chidish nifla ad lama'oid in our sugya. But the point is, Rabbi Isai, we have to take it shlav by shlav. Don't only go on to try to finish all the Ma'ar Mekaymas, Rabbi Isai. Make sure you chap what is going between the lines of the Rishayim, what's really happening over here in the sugya, and there are going to be some tremendous yisaitis that are coming out of our beautiful Gemara. Rabbi Isai, have a beautiful day.